Rabbit, rabbit.
Rabbit, rabbit. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Orlandi. With me is Amit Parikh. Amit and I are senior consultants with Quest Software. We deliver this podcast the first of every month, hence the name, and discuss topics relevant to the IT industry, oftentimes around database performance.
Absolutely, Dave. Hello, everybody. Really great to kick off our podcast last month where we dove into the topic of baselining, specifically how it relates to performance monitoring, and asked ourselves the question, why be normal? Thinking about it a bit more, isn't it interesting how baseline measurements in performance can help us anticipate and predict volatility or a sudden change in performance? And perhaps it's somewhat ironic in that whatever type of system being quote unquote baseline, that there is a certain amount of changes taking place. These changes can present intricacies or nuances in performance that can make the task of evaluating KPIs or key performance indicators challenging.
Changes. So I got to tell you, Amit, it never fails. Whenever I think about or discuss or even just use the word changes, I think about that song by David Bowie. Changes.
Me too. That song always pops in my head when I think about changes. Such a great song.
I love it. Well, everyone, that'll be stuck in your head all day now.
But those lyrics definitely fit, don't they? Perhaps Bowie was right on in what he meant about turning and facing the strange, especially in the data center where there are planned changes, but also unanticipated ones, you know, the strange. And when it comes to performance monitoring, most organizations will have a large sample of data to evaluate. And in turn, we often know that the change is taking place, but are we truly ready for that change?
Well, I believe the adage is the only thing that is constant is change. So we must be ready for it. But, you know, stepping back a bit to look at, you know, the broader view, why are we consistently helping folks with their environmental performance? Well, because next to a company's people, the most important asset is its data. It's of utmost importance to have efficient and reliable access to that data. I recently read a blog by a woman named Therese Fauerbach. She's with the Northridge Group, and she had some really compelling things to say about data. And though, you know, I'm not sure she was the first to say this, but the idea that data is now more valuable than oil. What I liked is that she extended upon the idea saying, like oil, raw data's value comes from its potential to be refined into an essential commodity.
You know, Dave, that's a very interesting way of looking at data, and it speaks to its ever-increasing utility and value in the world of IT. You know, big data itself has forced application and even system development process, such as DevOps, to evolve and adapt to the so-called three Vs, you know, volume, velocity, and variety. The notion of continuous delivery has put another layer of focus around anticipation and even validation of that change.
Those massive amounts of data being collected, those variety of data formats being leveraged, it drives that change.
It indeed does, most certainly. As I had mentioned earlier, most organizations will have a large sampling of monitoring data or just, you know, data harvested through monitoring, which presents the opportunity to analyze the impact of those changes on performance. And whether it be changes within the application code transacting or other things, you know, interacting with the database, the underlying configuration, correlations, anything of that nature is vital to mitigating the change or the impact of, you know, the change itself.
Mm-hmm. So that change really necessitates continuous monitoring of our mission critical environments to maintain that high availability and peak performance.
Yeah, I think you know where I'm going or where I'll go with this. You know, Quest actually has a solution called Foglight Performance Monitoring, cross-platform database performance monitoring, which addresses the needs for continuous monitoring of changes taking place, you know, in the database environment, plotting various change events overlaid over performance, a timeline, if you will, or a graphical timeline, which allows the user not only to identify the change, but in many cases, who made the change, equally important, if that change has affected performance, for better or for worse.
Exactly. Some of the more common use cases include, for example, users can see the impact of DDL changes. So if a critical table was dropped, the change tracking will show that. Another common one is the ease with which to identify database configuration changes. Maybe it's min and max memory changes or the degree of parallelism. And then it's easy to correlate its yield on performance. So, you know, it's really no wonder that FogLight users gravitate towards this powerful capability. You know, I really enjoyed our discussion today, Amit.
Me too, Dave. It was really great. And as a sneak peek, perhaps our listeners may want to get ready for a guest in our next podcast.
Hold on, Amit. Are you suggesting that we may be changing our podcast format?
Changes.
Well played, Amit. Thanks for joining, everyone.
Bye for now.
Changes. Turn the face to strange.